You're listening to the Legally Balanced Podcast, Episode 8. Welcome to the Legally Balanced Podcast. I'm Ari Alvarez, a partner at an AmLaw 100 firm. As a diverse attorney, I have faced unique experiences in my career development journey. Now, I want to share what I have learned with you. Every week on Legally Balanced, I'll share practical career advice to tip the scale in favor of diverse attorneys, and I will do it in bite-sized bits, perfect for your busy life. This is the Legally Balanced Podcast. Hi, and thanks so much for joining me today. This is the first episode of our series on business development, and we will start this new series talking about the importance of getting clients and bringing in work for your firm. Many of you are likely already engaged in business development activities, and some of you may have a business development plan, and others might have even already originated work for your firm. But others, particularly newer lawyers, may be wondering when is the right time to start thinking about business development. And the answer to that question is that it is never too soon. Although the way in which you engage in business development activities will change as your career progresses, originating work and planning a strategy to build a book of business should always be a priority.
Introducing the brand new QuadPod Podcast Network. We're adding new podcasts every day. Visit QODPOD.com and meet our podcasters. That's QODPOD.com.
From the moment you set foot in a law firm, either as a summer associate or as a first-year associate, you're hearing people talk about certain important partners at the firm. These are the ones who have the big books of business or who control important from clients, who have large teams working for them, and who are in a position to give you and other people lots of work. These are your firm's rainmakers. They are the ones who bring in the business. But why is rainmaking so important? Well, the answer to this question is quite simple. A law firm is, at the end of the day, a business, and the product that it sells is the legal work performed by its lawyers. So people who bring in the work that the law firm is selling to its clients are doing an important function that directly affects the bottom line for that firm. I'm sure that most of you already know that some of the metrics used by firms to determine attorney productivity or to determine compensation are going to factor in the fees collected on work performed in matters that were brought in by that lawyer. And generally, those who bring in more work are the ones who get the promotions earlier and the higher compensation packages. This doesn't mean that lawyers who are not rainmakers are not going to get good compensation packages or that they are not going to get a promotion, but there is no doubt that the rainmakers do have an advantage. So I'm sure that you're aware that business development is important stuff. And some of you may ask, how soon do I need to start concerning myself with this? And my answer to that question is, well, how about today? Some of you may be starting your career or may still be several years away from being considered for a promotion. But the truth is that no matter what stage your career is in, business development should be top of mind. There are three important reasons, among multiple others, that support getting an early start. The first of these is that time flies. In the early stage of their careers, many lawyers tend to become laser focused on doing their work, learning their craft, and putting in the hours. And they don't realize that time is passing by. And sooner than they think, they find themselves at a more senior or mature place in their career and at a stage where they're going to be expected to start developing business. Some lawyers may find that all of a sudden, discussions regarding originations and business development activities start to pop up during performance evaluations or in other contexts. Or lawyers may realize that the self-evaluation form that they have to complete every year is now asking for new things, like, for instance, it may be asking them to list the new clients that they have brought to the firm, or the additional work that they have obtained from existing clients, or the pitches that they have participated in. And if the lawyer hasn't thought of any of this until that moment, they will likely become uneasy when they realize that they're not in a strong position when it comes to bringing in business. Another reason to start early is that business development is oftentimes dependent on relationships that develop over time. Clients usually give work to people they know, like, and trust, and other lawyers refer work to people they know, like, and trust. And it could take some time for you to build the know, like, and trust factor that's going to get you the business in the future. The earlier you start to develop these relationships, the greater the likelihood that these connections will be ready to send you work around the time that you are expected to start bringing in business. And the third reason to start early is that in recent years, younger lawyers have been made more and more aware, either by their mentors, their sponsors, or other people, about how important it is to start early in their business development endeavors. So lawyers who don't do the same are going to be at a disadvantage. So if you haven't started to think about this yet, well, you should. But the problem is that business development is not a topic that you learn in law school. And when you arrive at a firm, at least in your first years of practice, the firm is likely going to focus on developing your substantive skills and on teaching you how to practice law. So it is unlikely that your firm will provide any significant direction in the business development arena during those first years of your career. Also, at the early stages of your career, you're not expected to bring in a lot of business to your firm. And so the topic will likely not come up naturally. The consequence of this is that in the early stages of their careers, many lawyers are not focused on developing business, and they likely don't even know where to start. So if you're in this group and want to know what you can do to start developing business, we have a few tips for you. And some of these tips might even be helpful to lawyers at any stage of their careers. So first of all, start building relationships with people in your network, because these are the relationships that may get you business in the future. Start working on that know, like, and trust factor. You can do that internally within your firm by cultivating your relationships with existing clients. If you find yourself working repeatedly with certain clients, you should be intentional about nurturing that relationship. You can ask them about their family, their interests. You should get to know them. You will notice that a connection will develop eventually, and that connection can lead to them sending work your way in the future. But notice that you don't need to focus only on the general counsel or on C-suite executives. Keep in mind that someone who is currently an assistant general counsel or a staff in-house lawyer or a lower-level executive might be promoted in the next few years and might eventually be the one with the authority to give you work. Or they might even go to another company and have the authority to assign work to outside counsel in that new company. So work on all of the relationships that could potentially lead to generation of business, not only at the higher level, but also at the lower levels. Externally, you can join professional organizations, nonprofit boards, or other organizations where you can meet people in the industry where you practice. Take some time to connect and to stay in touch with these people, and over time, they will also learn to like and trust you. And again, do this with people who may not currently seem to have decision-making authority over handing out legal work, because they might have that authority in the future. And whenever they get this authority, if you have been in their circle for a while, they might be more inclined to reach out to you or send work your way. Another thing that you could do is to stay in touch with your college or law school classmates. Be intentional about staying front of mind with these people. You can do this by attending class reunions or meetups. You can also attend conferences or events sponsored by your school. You can also stay connected through social media. And one thing you can do with respect to social media is comment on their posts or send them a direct message about something that they're posting. You can also take advantage of the reminders that social media platforms provide with respect to either birthdays or work anniversaries or work promotions. And when you see those reminders pop up, send them a message. Congratulate them. You can also simply call your classmates and have a conversation with them. If they live or work in your town, you can also meet up with them for coffee or for drinks. You should also stay up to date with where your classmates are working and what they're doing. A classmate who has been hired as in-house counsel at a corporation may be in a good position to give you work, either in the present or in the future. And also let them know what you do. So this way, if their company needs a lawyer that practices in your area, they will know that you are a possible candidate to do the work. Or if they are in a position to refer someone else to you, they know what type of work they can send your way. So this means that early on, you may be staying in touch with a whole lot of people. But you're going to notice that after a while, some of them are going to emerge as the ones with the best potential to become clients or sources of referrals. Once you start identifying which of all of these contacts can be potential clients or referral sources, then you can start focusing on developing your relationship with them. Another thing that you can do early on in your career is to focus on building up your reputation as an expert in your field of law. You can set aside some time regularly to write articles on your topic of expertise. You can leverage social media, particularly LinkedIn, to post any articles that you may have written. You can also make sure that your firm profile and your LinkedIn profile clearly frame you as having expertise in the area of law that you practice. Because when you meet people in professional settings or when you meet potential new clients, they're likely going to immediately search you on the internet. And you want their search to turn up results that are consistent with the expertise that you are developing. And if they are able to make a connection between you and expertise in that area of practice, then they're going to be more inclined to send you work. So I hope that these tips have been helpful to you. Stay tuned for next week when we will be talking about the all-important topic of creating your brand.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Legally Balanced Podcast. For additional information on how to boost your career and to download our show notes and other resources, visit us at podcast.legallybalanced.com. You can follow us on Facebook at Legally Balanced and on Instagram at Legally Balanced LLC, or join our LinkedIn group, Career Development for Lawyers.